Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Turn Up Tuesday, and I'm your host, Nikki D. And today, our show, we're gonna focus on the having access in relationships to your mate's cell phone, social media pages, answering your spouse's cell phone, as well as checking their email addresses. I have several topics that I will be discussing through the articles that I always bring to you guys, and we do have great guests that'll be on the show tonight. So, do you feel that your mate should answer your cell phone? Do you feel that your mate should have access to your email address, etc.? So, let's get started. I actually have one guest that's going to go ahead and start us off tonight, and I will be reading our article as I go through the show. Okay, Keisha, you ready? All right. Keisha, you on? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
I don't feel that I'm doing well, but that was a good topic. Once I heard the topic, I had to call in. I don't feel that your mate should go through your phone. I don't like that at all.
Okay, I feel you. But have you ever had a situation to where
I still got it going on right now. It's a situation where, honestly, this is a true story. This is my story. So don't judge
okay.
me. Call me a whore or whatever. But
okay.
I was two brothers, you know what I'm saying? At first, I was talking to the other brother, you know what I'm saying? But the other brother still got feelings for me. And so
right.
he thinks he could go through my
okay,
phone.
Okay, Keisha, hold on 1 second, Keisha. I don't want to cut you off, but what I would like to do, I'm going to go ahead. I have, you know, my co-host is on the air as well with me. What's up, mailman?
What up, baby?
Okay, welcome back. Yeah, it's good to hear your voice. It's definitely good to hear your voice. Well, we have our first guest
Hello.
On the show, and of course. Of course, you do know I do have topics, but we have our first guest on the show, Keisha, and what she's getting ready to do is go ahead and kind of go over and tell her story about who she's been dating and who's been going through her phones and whatnot. So basically, what I'm going to do after Keisha finishes telling her story, I'm going to go through my articles and kind of go through what. What the professionals have to say. And then, of course, Mel, you know you and I are going to give our own personal feedback on it as well. But, okay, Keisha, go ahead and start with your story.
They always in my phone. Like, it don't matter where. If I go to, like I said, I go with his brother, so I have to go around him. You know what I'm saying? Bothers me. Like, he says, let me see your phone. And I'm a little person who use my phone, but you don't go through nobody's text messages. And if you see something, this on you. This you being though. I don't feel. I feel that's very insecure to want to even look in my phone. I don't care what's in your phone, because I feel like if you're looking for something, you're gonna find it. You know what I'm saying? And it just really bothers me. And then the messed up part about it, I stuck with him after he had a baby on me. and I stuck around.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I stuck around.
Okay.
But I always had feeling for his brother. I always had feeling for his brother. And that's
what?
Why I made
what? What happened again? Y'all need to get
I always
mind.
Had feeling for his brother. And
what,
this is why I made in my life.
What did I just stumble into? I'm trying to figure out what I just stumbled into. Your name,
Rewind. Yes, Rewind.
Keisha Winters.
Go ahead, Keisha.
I've been with brothers. It's two brothers. I was with one of them for about 5 years. He had a baby on me. You know, they used to come to my job, play video games or whatever, you know. I worked at an arcade place. I'd rather not say the name. But my boyfriend would always be the one playing on the games. And me being an adult, I never played. And the brother would always sit there with the baby, and he just caught my eye because he was a good daddy. And I knew that where my heart was. And now he just won't let me follow my heart. I just want to follow my heart. So I just need to know
Are you a man, Keisha?
I was born a man. I was born a man.
So you,
yes.
So you dealt with.
They had a baby on me. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
I did love, and I still do love the brother. I'ma always have love for the brother. You know what I'm saying? That was my first look. That was the first one who caught my eye and left me that $50 tip. I'm gonna always have love for the brother.
What? This man,
but you know you got the brother.
This nigga left you a $50 tip. This nigga left you a $50 tip
on an $80 tail.
Okay, Keisha, let me ask you a question.
Yes. Ma'am.
Okay, so how do you feel going to family functions? Because of course, like I said, I'm glad that you're our guest tonight. Because I'm sure some of our other callers may have some questions for you. But I have an article to read about that. But I do have a question. And how do you feel at family events? I mean, do you go to the family events and the other brothers there? I mean,
I always show. But you know, and that's the thing about it. They see the difference in me dating the other brother. I'm such a lady now. When I'm with the other brother, I drink those fireballs and I get rowdy. And I get rowdy about it. But when I'm with the other brother, he calms me. He makes me feel like a lady.
Okay.
This is my story. I wouldn't laugh at nobody's story.
Because this is a okay, Keisha. We're not laughing at your story. This is a no judging zone. Trust me,
thank
it is.
Thank you so much.
That's
right.
We ain't gonna do it at all.
And I got him a cake. I got him a cake from Publix.
Really?
So that's my favorite with the cream cheese
icing.
Cream cheese sauce.
Cream cheese, yes. Blessing, though.
Yes, that's from Publix. I got it. I got some food stuff from this girl earlier. That's my favorite. It's from the heart. It's from the heart because I really do love him. Everybody don't get no.
I feel you do. And but what I would like to know, and Keisha, I'm gonna ask Mel. Mel, you know, okay, how do you actually feel about the topic? Do you feel that a woman should have access to your cell phone, email addresses? And then I'm gonna go into some of my personal stuff as well. But I would definitely like to hear your take on it.
I mean, as far as a woman having access to any of my personal information, meaning emails, phone locks, or anything to that category, I feel like they shouldn't have it unless we're married. Because I can be your boyfriend and anything like that to that sort, but you don't have no type of business being in that realm. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that for me. It ain't nothing you can do. It ain't nothing you can prove or you can do for me if we're not married that can make me give you these opportunities, not opportunities, or even these privileges. That's what I wanted to go
right.
for, that word. That's the word I wanted to hear, privileges.
That, I like that word, too.
You can't,
that's a good word.
You can't, those are privileges for somebody to have. So if we're not,
right.
if I don't have a ring on my finger, or if I haven't put a ring on your finger, there's no need for us to even go through that ordeal, because that only creates confusion amongst each other.
Okay.
So he takes
okay.
the dog away from me.
Yeah.
He takes the baby, the dog. He knows the dog is like my baby, and he takes the dog away from me to hurt me.
Nah, see what he's doing. What he's doing to you, what he's doing to you is he's doing some other shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know how to answer this shit. What he's doing to you is what niggas don't normally do.
It breaks my heart.
That's right. So if I come in the house and be like, oh, bitch, goddamn, I'm going to grab the fucking dog. You can't touch the fucking dog tonight.
Okay, right.
You
can't touch the dog tonight.
So I got
right.
my fucking dog. I got my fucking shit too, or whatever the fuck I got.
It's a Yorkie.
You
want to
touch the motherfucker because
it's
soft.
Oh, it's a Yorkie. Okay. It's a Yorkie.
Okay. Fucking dog.
Okay. Let me speak how I feel about the actual topic.
This
is the thing. Like again, Mel and I, this is a, we don't judge. You know, we don't judge at all. We, you know, when you,
I don't know what you is.
We can't say that.
I just came in on the situation, and, you know, I was late to the show because I be working. You know what I'm saying? I have real
right.
prominent business right now. So, you know what I'm saying? I came in on the show, you know, I'm a co-host, and that's my people. You know, I love her to death. But when I came in on the show, I heard all of this shit. I'm like, damn, what the fuck I just goddamn came in on? It's a whole nigga named Tasha. It's another nigga.
Right.
I don't know.
We don't judge you. We definitely don't judge you. But, you know, and we do hear how you feel about the actual topic. You disagree with that. And for myself, I guess it really doesn't matter to me, you know. I've always, in my relationships, I will say, I'm pretty much faithful. So I don't really have an issue with, the men that I date have my, if I leave my email up or something, I don't have a problem with it if my phone, my phone rings. Because I really don't have anything to hide. Now, in my
right.
I knew his passwords. I knew his debit card number. I knew his email because, of course, he left his email
or
whatever. In my marriage, you know, again, my ex-husband, he wasn't like that. So, of course, his life was pretty much open, you know, everything was open for us. I could answer his cell phone. Of course, he could answer mine. So, yeah, in my marriage, yes, we definitely had that in my marriage. But, you know, who I dated after my marriage, you know, was pretty much the same way. You know, he never answered my phone, but was I able to see his emails? Yeah, because, you know, the computer was always up because he was on a computer all the time. So, of course, yeah, I was able to see his stuff, and it really wasn't a secret. But I feel like it could go either way. You know, when you're looking for something, you're going to find it. Because in one of my – before I got married, years before I started dating my ex-husband, I was in a relationship, and he was acting kind of strange, you know, and I was like, well, you know, and I just, you know, just acting different. So, yeah, I did go that route and went through his phone, and, of course, I found something I didn't like or whatever, But at the time, you know, we weren't in the best relationship at the time, but you can tell when someone acts a little bit different. So therefore, I knew that something was wrong. So, yeah, I did the snooping. It wasn't any permission or anything. It's not like he gave me permission to do that. I snooped, you know, of course they say, you know, when you look for something, you find it. And, of course, I did find something, you know, but now, in my, you know, I've always been pretty much an open book when it comes to myself. And I don't see where it's a problem. If you don't have anything to hide, I don't see if it's a problem for your, you know, for your mate or even, you know, of course, spouse if you're married. But
so,
if you're dating somebody, go ahead.
So in your, I don't know if you're in a relationship or not now, but if the situation you're in right now, is that okay?
Well, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I wouldn't have a problem with it, you know. I don't have anything. Again, I'm still the same Nikki.
Right. You're still the same Nikki. So as far as that goes, do you impose yourself on their situation by going through their things?
No. Now, I will say no. I learned my lesson from the past, but I was actually looking for something, you know. But now, no. I will not go through his stuff and, you know, and I just wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go through any male things, you know. Now, I will say this. I'm still a woman. I still have those intuitions.
Intuition.
You know, yeah, a woman intuition. You know, we have those. You know, we have those from time to time. But, no, I still wouldn't do it. Would I think something? You know, yeah, of course I would. But I just don't, for me, I don't want to see it. You know, because if it's whatever they're doing, it'll come to light. You know, it'll come to light. I was a little bit younger back then when I started, you know, when I was doing that. But now, where I am now, which my birthday is Thursday, so, you know, I'm getting a little bit older, so I don't want to see anything. I want it to come to me. You know, I would prefer something come to me at this point in my life. But to get
right
back to our guest, you know, to get back to Keisha, you know, I can understand why.
He's not my man. The brother is my man, and he's still trying to go through my phone.
You're talking two brothers
and it's like three brothers. Y'all did the movie. You ever heard of the movie The Brothers? It's two brothers. There's no three brothers. I ain't doing it like that.
Let me ask you something. Okay, so how does the other brother have access to your phone? I mean, you know, if you with one brother.
Like, let's say I get over there and I'm having a couple of cocktails. Like the other night, the other brother hadn't got out yet. He was at work. So it was Sunday. Actually, it was Sunday. They cooked dinner or whatever. So I went over for turkey neck rice and yellow corn. So I'm going over Sunday dinner. Waiting on the other brother to get off, so I'm drinking. I don't have me a couple of drinks, some more, couple of fireballs, probably like eight. So I start, you know, feeling the liquor. You know what I'm saying? Then he started. It's like when I'm drinking, and I'm not drinking, and he don't bother me because I'm calm. So I thought he started bothering me. Let me go to your phone. Brandon ain't bye. Brandon told you to come here. I'm waiting for them, so I'm thinking they're not going to come. So I end up riding to the store with the other brother, because the other brother hadn't came, which he lied and said the brother wasn't coming, and the brother did come. So by the time the brother got there, all the liquor was gone, so he was still about dead. So he put us in another – he just put us in awkward situations.
Okay.
You know?
Right. Okay. Well, if we have any callers or anyone that's listening to us online, if you guys have any questions for Mailman, myself, or Keisha, please feel free to press one.
No, we need Jesus to call in. I just want love.
I just want to go.
Can you call in, Jesus?
I want to go.
Jesus.
And what I will do is...
I need Jesus to call in. I swear I need Jesus. There's
the gas
station down the street, man. They said the best chicken ever.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, I will go to
my article from HuffPost.com.
Okay.
Many people struggle with how much information they should share or want to share. Letting a boyfriend or girlfriend scroll through their phone or have access to your key passwords has become something of some relationship milestone. It implies trust and may symbolize intimacy and connection as well. Now, I don't see I definitely don't see it that way to where I'm, you know, by us sharing each other's password, you know, it's some type of connection. Because to be honest with you, people can have more than one cell phone. People can have more than one email. I mean, I got like a dozen of emails.
The only time I change my email is when I forget one. I don't really care. I never knew about computer technology or anything like that. But, you know, now I'm good at it. I use the same password and the same email. I do that a lot now because it's more business-like for me. But when it comes to just, like, back in the day, like, doing a lot of, like, big-ass bullshit, like, making accounts for – all this and all that shit really
hurts. It is. I'm going to move forward with the article. It also says handling over control of your phone to allow your partner to look through your photos, text messages, and call history may show him or her that you have nothing to hide, that there are no secrets between you. At the same time, though, if partners truly trust one another, is there any reason to want to look through each other's personal correspondence?
Right.
Such smartphone and email privacy issues have given rise to widely debated do you or do you not snoop questions on relationship websites. Many partners who haven't given each other, like, free access to one's cell phones or email accounts apparently do snoop. And so they did have a study that was found that 34% of women in relationships and 62% of men admit to snooping through a partner's phone. Among those who snooped, 89% admitted that they did it to determine whether a partner was cheating. So, Mel, in your day, have you ever snooped through a woman?
I can be 100% OG, hardcore OG. I have never, ever grabbed a woman's phone and swiped her screen or any type of way order, whatever kind of way you want to do it. I have never looked in her phone because you're going to find what you're looking for.
Exactly. So what about you, Keisha? Baby, I watch you put that passcode in,
baby. I know that passcode better than you do. I can unlock it faster than you can. I can unlock your phone faster than you, and you don't even know it.
Man,
so, you know,
Keisha Trill, right?
But Keisha, goddamn thing.
Keisha, we need Jesus again. I'm going through it, baby.
But I ain't going to say nothing. I'm trying to go through it and won't say nothing. Because I don't want you to know I know how to go through it.
Why are you going to do that for?
So I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just going to have nice at dinner.
You going to say it at dinner? Y'all gonna be eating dinner, then you're gonna have the corn on the card. You're gonna be like,
Watch a man do his pack. I'm good at it. Like, I can see you doing that. You won't even see me knowing, watching you. I'm watching your hand. Boom, boom.
And Keisha, your story is so interesting. to where, you know, you have me and mailman like on stuck, you know.
I'm sick, but I'm faithful. I'm faithful to the brother. I'm faithful.
But when you get caught up on that, what you say? The fireballs? You say you start drinking the fireballs though. That would get you going, don't it? No.
It bring out the devil.
No, it
don't. I don't like it. And see, when I drank the fireball, it made me like the other brother again. Man.
Wow. Okay. So.
I just want.
Okay, but okay. Again, if you saying that one of the you don't like the fact that
so,
the other brother
so listen. Are these brothers what? I'm being nosy.
I know.
Are the brothers in Macon?
The brothers are not in Macon. The brothers are not located
are they,
in Macon. Are
they
I am from Macon, Georgia. Look, they're not twins.
Are they twins?
One's older. They're not twins.
Oh.
No, they do look alike. I like the darker one. I like the darker one now. Put it like that.
What does their family say about this? Because I can definitely imagine it's something.
They
you know,
love
that
me.
Someone
the mom loves me. She loves me. Because I do
no
have a good heart. I'm a good person.
You
I'm
had
a good
a
person,
baby?
Like.
You had
I,
a baby?
The baby loves me. His baby loves me. His little girl loves. And that's another thing. The baby mama come over. Every time the baby mama come over, she got a chihuahua on me.
So
and I'm not even
the
with the brother no more. I'm with the other brother.
Wait a minute. So the baby mama accept the fact that you know, he's been with you, and you see what I'm saying? Is she cool with that?
I guess she think I want the other brother. I don't know what she thinks. She's freaking it now. He said it on his baby, but we'll see.
Wow. So, so you feel like it's okay for you to have access to your friends,
his
brother
and brother.
Yeah, his son. Right. Both brothers or just one, the one that you really like?
The one that I really like. I don't really care what the other one have in his phone. I really don't. I'm so serious like how he goes through my phone. Like, it's kind of like scary. Let me see your text. And I'd be like, here. Like, I want you to see that I don't like you. I text your brother all day. Do you see this? And that's why I hand him the phone. Because I don't want him.
I don't believe this shit. Y'all done put this shit together. I don't know. I don't know, Nam. Y'all done put this shit together.
This is serious business. So this is my heart and my feelings. And 12 o'clock is my baby birthday.
Well, you know what, Keisha, we're glad that you want to be a part of the show. And I wasn't really expecting, you know, to hear this much, but we definitely appreciate, you know, we definitely appreciate it, and just hearing your views and how you feel about your I don't know to call it your love triangle, or you know, I'm not quite sure, you know, what you want to call it, but it's very
my
interesting.
And
I know you say you just want love. I understand
heart.
That.
You just want love. One love.
Well,
we're looking to define
that
one love. We're looking to define that one love.
They said them boys for making crazy. I ain't gonna be dating my brothers for making. They finna go outside my head.
And you know what? One thing that mailman and I do, that what we do, and you know, you say, and you're from Macon too, Keisha. We always talk about current events and what's going on in Macon. So definitely, we're gonna kind of go towards what's going on in Macon before we go, because we don't strictly like stay on the topic, we kind of go off of, you know,
right.
We kind of go off, because like I said, we kind of just kind of play around a little bit, because it is a show to where you can say what you want, do what you want, you know. But what we're going to do, we're going to talk about a couple of current events and making and go back to the topic, because I haven't talked to Mel in a while, because everyone knows that we have been off the air for a while because I had a car accident. So I kind of been out of the loop for a while. So this is our second show since I've been back. This is our second show since I've been back, and Mailman's doing well with his business. I kind of want to hear more about that. And also, Keisha, you know, he got the good house, so we definitely want to hear what's going on with him as well. And then we'll get back onto the topic. But we always like to kind of skate around different things, because it's just the type of show that we have, and we definitely like to have a good time, as you can see. Okay, Mel, go ahead and kind of give us some current events. We're going to kind of step off the that's going on in Macon. And, of course, you know our current events are always the ratchetness. So definitely let me know what's going on in Macon. I already see. I love the
man,
post
you know,
through it.
Look. You love the post through it. I just made that up.
Everybody fucking
with that post through that shit. So, you know,
like
at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
I like it.
You like it.
It's
good. So, you know, like, as far as I'm concerned, you know what I'm saying? You know, I get a lot of people, I always have, like, argumentative things to say on Facebook or whatever.
One day
I saw so much animosity and anger on Facebook. It infused me to just tell everybody to just post through that
And I'm with it.
You gotta post through that shit. Because if you don't, that shit gonna have you hot, heated, bothered. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be like popcorn. You know what I'm saying? Eventually you gonna pop. You know what I'm saying?
Pop.
So you know, and so you know that shit took off. I got a good following. So I got like everybody on Facebook, majority are like all the minority people. They're always talking about posting through that shit, like even the promoters or parties or whatever. And I really appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? They're always talking about posting through shit, especially when they got like an argumentative something going on.
Like
the shit that's going on these days, like Macon is in so much turmoil right now.
Ooh.
Where women will expose each other, defamating the character.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can defamate a person's character to the extent where a naive person doesn't know that they can file a lawsuit on you.
Right.
See, but I'm here to tell you that when you defamate a person's character, you can get you a lawyer, and you can take them people to court, and you can get money off
that's
them.
That's true.
You can make sure that person, and that's right, and that's what celebrities do. See, the thing about Macon is so many Macon celebrities, they think they celebrities, but they're not celebrities. So when you get a conglomerate organization of celebrities in Macon, people feel they can still do the same shit they were doing. But now, not when you acting like you a celebrity. So when you act like you a celebrity, you're going to get treated like a celebrity. So when somebody defamates your character, you got to lawyer up. You got to go do all this and that. You got to do anything you want to do, you still can do it. But you got to. But when somebody defamates your character, you can sue them. You can actually sue them. You can take out restraining orders. You can do anything you want to do. These folks take this internet shit so serious these days, to the fact it doesn't reprimand them. So with that being said, you can make money off a motherfucker when they defamate your character or they say derogatory comments to you. But women and men around Macon, they're not going to do it because they don't have the education to do it. It's a few that do it, but it's a few that won't. And it's a few that, only reason they won't do it It's because they feel like they're catching fuel to their flame, so they can continuously do the same shit they've been doing and not making no progress. You know what I'm saying?
True.
You ain't eating off of it. You know what I'm saying? Any type of publicity is good publicity. So if somebody hating on you, they're going to still know about you because they hating on you. But guess what? You can deter a person's factual thoughts about you because the thoughts that a person infatuated into their head, that can automatically make them be conglomerate to you.
You just sat here right now and went through the dictionary, and I'm going to give you that.
Because I got like three.
Think
of
all the fucking words, nigga.
You done messed up and made me pull up Webster on you. What the?
You ain't hear none of that shit?
Conglomerate
really means organization.
And that is. You damn right. So Keisha, kind of piggyback on what he was saying before we kind of slide back into the topic.
You did
the damn thing, and I appreciate it.
I can break it down into nigga.
You know, but I like
you want me
the way
to break
you
it down
you broke,
into nigga.
It's up to you, but you know the way you broke it down like a scholar. I knew you just walked off Mercer graduate, and you just graduated from Mercer. I ain't mad. You hear me? I am not mad.
I'm a smart individual.
I already know that.
One thing about it, Nikki D, school to be educational. Because the only thing they're doing to you, when you in school, get what they're doing to you. Showing you books to read.
I'm back in school now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the only thing you're doing when you go to school, you just paying them money that you really don't need to do. But get what, that'll get your foot through they door. They doggone make it for you to be an option for you. But when you a hood nigga or a street nigga, it's okay for you to go to the library and pick up the same books that they teach you, the same shit they teach you in school, and you can learn from that shit off the basis of your mentality. So you can automatically learn that shit. Derek, you a hood chick, Keisha.
Yo, Keisha. Well, everybody, I see I do have a lot of people that are tuning in to us online. I just opened up a live chat. So let me know if you have any questions for myself, Mailman, or the great Keisha. Please let me know.
Goddamn Keisha.
Because I do see we have a live chat line here. And I went ahead and said it. I opened it up for you guys to ask me any questions. And again, if you want to inbox me on Facebook, my Facebook page is open. My Twitter page is open. So if you have any questions you want to ask, you'll feel free to do so. But if not, you can just go ahead and listen and continue like you've been doing. We don't have a problem with that either because we definitely have an interesting topic going and we definitely have an interesting guest. So if you have, again, any questions, call in, press 1. Or, again, I just opened up our chat line, and you can go ahead and send something through the chat line. And, again, you can inbox myself at Nikki Durham on Facebook, or you can go into Turn Up Tuesday and inbox us there. Okay? because this is very, very interesting. I've never, you know, you're one of first guests throughout this whole time, and come January, we'll be on the air a year. So, I mean, you're the first very, very interesting guest that we've had, and and I really
I
like
love
you.
My
I really
man.
Like you.
I just love the women. I just want everybody to understand. I want the girls to understand that I love my man, and there's nothing wrong with going between brothers if you find love in the other brother. and I want the real.
And you know what?
I want all these women out here that's sleeping with their brother. You know what I'm saying? It's more women out here doing it, but I'm up here confessing it. I'm confessing my love.
Hey man, I need somebody to give me a pistol. I'm gonna shoot myself in the face.
Oh my God! I'm glad that Turn Up Tuesday is an outlet for you to let the world know this is what we have to do. We're open to it. We're not laughing at you.
We laughing with you.
And then every time I go see the brother, I wear a tie.
Oh, you wear a tie?
Yes, I think
so.
That's
what you mean?
I can be a girl. I have been a girl. I can run any runway, but that was in my past. So now I wear the full beard.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Keisha, you are phenomenal. Oh my God, you are phenomenal, and I'm glad that you're open to tell your story to us. But I would really like to say, and we talk about reality shows, and lately, I don't know, do you watch Love & Hip Hop? But lately I've been watching Love & Hip Hop.
Any of those shows, look, I'm going to tell you like that right here, Nikki. I hate to cut you off. But
go ahead.
Majority of these shows, I'm going to tell you right now, what the government, I'm going to be on some talent shit right now. The government is instilling into the black community. I want to be touchy feely subject and right type, but I'm going to go on and say that shit.
Go ahead,
I'm a real nigga.
Put it out there.
I'm a real nigga. The government is instilling into us that it's okay to be gay. Meaning, there will be no reproduction of the black community. So once they instill that into the black community, there will be so many gay people. Now, I have nothing against gay people at all. I'm cool with gay people. We cool.
Right.
I'm like, all right, hey, how you doing? You know, I'm that type of guy. But once the government instill that into you and put it on television, making everything okay, every TV show you turn on to right now, it's reality TV show. It's something going on in that shit. So they making you hear this shit, and you guess what? The thing about it, it's a law of attraction. So when you think about the law of attraction, if you see this shit enough and that shit keep getting in your brain, more than likely that shit gonna be fixated in your head that it's okay. But at the end of the day, when that shit first started, man, you know, but my thing is, don't force that shit on nobody. They even made it okay for gay marriage. We can go on and on about it. We can argue about it. We can fuss and fight about it.
Definitely, I would like for us to even have a topic on that, and I would love to hear from females as well as males, you know, about y'all want to talk about gay marriage, and you know,
right.
I definitely want to touch that.
Fun,
yeah, Keisha, they think it's fun.
It ain't nothing fun about that. It's just to the extent.
And kind of like what Keisha just said, Mel, this is something that, now this is what bothers me. Now, I don't have an issue with, like, again, like we said about gay, you know, anybody being gay, you know, because
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, and Keisha, this is how I feel. I don't know how you feel about this, but this is how I feel. if a male is going to either be with a male, just choose one. You know how you just said the brother had a baby on you? Okay, now which one you want to do? Do you want to be with me or do you want to be with a, you know, a male? You know, that's how I look at it. Give me those options. You know what I mean? That's what I would like for you to do. Give me the let me make my own mind up. You know, let me do that. You know, give me that. You know, at least just give me that.
Okay,
pertaining to the topic, guys, hold on 1 second. Pertaining to the topic, I have gotten 2 inboxes, and I won't share their names. Basically, they're listening to the show. Okay, we got some people listening to the show. So I got a lot of LOLs. I would like for someone to give me, and I know we're off the subject, and which is okay, you know, being off the topic, but I would like to say, give me that option to say, I want to be with you. Don't just flip out and just go back to a male. You see, don't leave me back and forth. Don't go back and forth. Choose. Do you want to be with a man or do you want to be with a woman? Or either you need to be with that woman who wants to be with a bisexual man. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of times, like, I'm going back to Love and Hip Hop, like the guy on Love and Hip Hop, you know, he trying to play between his ex-girlfriend to the guy Milan. I mean, really? I mean, you
right.
Lying
and
to her.
At the same time, he's trying to save his dignity when his dignity
right.
is zero. You know what I'm
right.
saying? At that point in his relationship, his dignity was gone because
right.
he destroyed his dignity when he betrayed that woman to so much further distinction that made her feel disrupted by the whole situation, because once he told her, man, that girl broke down. And I don't watch that episode. Yeah. And then when I just constantly seen people on Facebook talking about it. So I wanted to see it. So when I seen it,
yeah.
And I seen when he told her that, you know how much anger went through me for a man to put a woman through that much without him even being discrepantly making the situation cooperable. I'm slanging all my words out tonight.
Oh yeah, and you know what? And ma'am,
so, you know,
are you killing me? Really? Really? You gotta make me say my whole thing. Really?
But the thing about this shit is, man, this shit was just like, it was so sad that why would you even do that to a person on national television.
TV,
you know,
right, exactly.
And that woman was hurt, man.
Her family
was hurt.
We have a question. Give me 1 second, okay, caller? We're getting ready to take your call. Hold on 1 second. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Greetings. How you guys
hey.
Doing?
What's
hey,
up,
we're good.
I'm trying to speak low so that no one hears me. But I want to give you all a piece of advice, and trust me, I know what I'm talking about. Now, I saw the title, Does Your Mate Have Your Password, or Do You Have Theirs? I want to let y'all know from experience, don't ever start that shit. Don't ask for somebody's password because you are obligated to give them yours. Don't be caught
right.
looking in their shit on their Facebook page. Stay out of that person's stuff. Let them have their privacy, and you can
Correct.
Keep yours. Because the biggest,
right.
I'm going to tell you what hurts us in relationships, what's Ooh. Wrong with our relationships. We have
insecure.
Been taught. Okay, thank you. And guess why we're insecure? Because we've been taught this lie. When you and I come together, we're one. If
right.
one plus one equals one, then we're a weak-ass couple. No, 1 + 1 = 2.
Two
whole people come together. I got my money, you got yours. You don't need to know how much I got. I ain't going to tell you. I mean, it's, you know.
Oh, I want to know how much my man got, baby. I want to know how much that, I want to know how much that thing
well,
is.
Then, you know what? This is all about the game. Then you better have a separate account. Let me tell you what my grandfather told me. Always have two bank accounts and two wallets. One wallet is the money that you let people see. The other one is what they never see. The other bank account is
right.
the one they never see. You can let somebody know everything you got if you want to, and they're going to be running your ass ragged. I don't
That's
ask
right.
to see passwords. I don't ask for pertinent information because I don't want to give mine. I don't give a damn if we married for 25 years. You can
That's right.
you can be with somebody 5 years and never even know they asked. Remember Harriet
oh,
Tubman
damn
had to kill
right.
her own husband.
You
Harriet
right.
Tubman
damn
had to
right.
kill her own husband. So all I'm saying at the
You're
end
right.
of the day is you need to hang on to some of your stuff. And let me say this last thing now that we're on this. Do not go into new relationships telling people unnecessary personal business.
That's right.
You're giving them information
yeah,
to,
who you will.
To work your ass with. And here's the other thing. Stop meeting people and teaching them how to pimp you. You meet a guy and you talk to him. Yeah, I like for people to do this to me. I love
Don't
for
tell
somebody
him.
To
Don't
call
tell
me
him.
Up before I go to work in the morning. You just you taught him how to pimp you. You gave him a roadmap on how to do just what you like. And when he gets you right, he's gonna work your ass over proper. Don't
I
best
know
thing
that's
to
right.
do is
get what you know what silent. You know what you know what she just really just gave a lot of women game. Because
yes, she did.
When you see a lot
yes,
of women
did.
Like, let's say on Facebook, they be like, "I need a man to do this and do this for me." Get what?
And they
he
do that
portray
all day
that for you. He gonna portray
yes,
that
does.
To you. So he gonna run that on you. You gave him leeway. So
and you know what he do? I need a man. I love a man that buys shoes and that buy me flowers and that just take care of me. I'm gonna be there for a man like that. You know what that nigga gonna do? He gonna buy you some red bottoms. Get you some flowers, and 3 months later, he's going to say, baby, I got a problem. I just got robbed. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to need you to take out a loan for me. You know how I treat you. She go and do all this shit. Stop setting yourself up for game. The best thing to do is to listen. Let somebody
right.
tell you all about their goddamn self. Don't you divulge all the information. Does that make any sense? And do not
Well, damn, you just put
out.
Me on some shit then, but if I wanted to rob
yeah.
me a bitch, I could goddamn, I could go buy me some goddamn couple of chips and goddamn Jordans, motherfucking Jordans, and be like, girl, goddamn, but then goddamn, old arm of goddamn shit, but I need
But
I'm
saying that's the game.
The game
is.
The
game, yeah, and when you
You know what,
up
and
think...
that's very smart and intellectual of you, that I like that shit.
And
look
at
what you're
saying
then.
You think the person is into you because they let you run your mouth all night about yourself. That person is taking in information. I'm going to pimp her ass. Oh, I know what she like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keep them wondering. Don't tell them what you like. Just tell them, surprise me. Surprise
right.
me. What do you
That's
think
right.
I like?
Keep a nigga on their toes.
And don't get too excited about nothing. I don't give a fuck.
Keep a nigga on their toes.
Exactly, a phantom. Act, smile, and say thank you. Don't be acting like you all so overly thankful for some shit. You just
I fuck with you. Where you from?
Where
you
your
from?
Position.
Where you from?
Like,
right.
Here's the thing, y'all. I because I'm so controversial, I have trolls who just hate my guts. So I try to stay kind of anonymous, if y'all know what I mean.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. But I just want
okay.
to say that. Don't offer information and be quiet and pleasant and smile and let the person tell you all about their damn self. If they want to know something about
you,
they're going to have to
I bet you got,
it out
I bet you got fat booty, too. I bet your booty's so fat.
Wait, let me say this.
I just pictures
oh,
you, man.
Wow.
God, I just
what
pictures
kind of
you. Your booty.
Who is this?
I mean, look, I just pictured it. I bet your booty is so fat. And then
okay,
you like,
but who are you? That's
I'm
my
mailman.
That's mailman. Okay,
that's
mailman, I'm going to tell you what I picked up about you.
What?
Stop worshiping ass. Because I'm going to tell you where that'll get you.
I like little asses and big asses. I like, I'm an ass connoisseur.
That's okay, but let me tell you what happens to guys that worship ass. They end up broke and don't have shit. You better start worshiping smart women than mine. At the end of the day, when you 60, she 55, the ass is hanging, and y'all both broke, you won't have shit. We gotta be
see
now.
But listen, what I'm saying. See what you picked up from me was you picked up from the view of the radio show. With in actual
well, you
attitude,
asking me and you telling me
no,
I bet
no,
you got
no,
a fat
I,
ass.
I didn't ask you. I didn't ask you. I didn't bet you. I just said
no.
You got a fat ass.
Yeah, you got a fat ass.
I like
okay.
Fat ass you
maybe
like
so.
Skin.
Maybe so. But my mind. But I'm deep.
I'm deep. That shit was to be sold. Not to be told. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Well,
you can put a lot of niggas on.
I'm going
to
tell you who
Guess what?
Can I tell you who I'm riding with? I'm riding with that black woman. And that's who I put this information out there. It's time for this black woman to rise up and rule this goddamn
earth. You just put me on so much game, then, where I can be a real manipulative nigga.
But you don't have a vagina. You don't have a vagina.
I've been manipulative to the extent where I get what I want. But the way I don't want no pussy. The fact though what you just said was I can sit there and listen to a woman tell me what she wants, which I knew that part. But as far as that part where you was like, you know, buy her some shoes or buy her some couple of little items or whatever, then you come back a month or two later and be like, damn, baby, I'm fucked up. I need $1,000. Can you make that happen for me? She more than likely, she's going to go and get that. But you're going to fuck her over because she's been manipulated into thinking that you're there for her. You just told me that.
That's the game.
I do have a question for you, caller. Okay, now you did hear what our guest, what Keisha was stating about her situation. Do you have anything for, if you paid any attention, you know, kind of like what she was saying about having, you know, talking to both of the brothers and one of the brothers like to have access through her phone and stuff like that, and kind of, I guess, the situation with finding love. Were you able to hear?
Right, okay, now when you said two brothers, talking to two brothers, you mean she's romantically involved with one.
Right. Well, I guess, well, Keisha, you were dating one brother, and then
I was with the other brother, then I fell for the other brother.
Okay, now let me tell you.
And I'm in love with the other brother right now.
Okay, now I'm going to give it, can I give it to you straight?
Yes.
Okay. That, you're going to get played. Because at the end of the day, blood is thicker than mud. And they're going to be somewhere sitting back, having drinks, talking about how they fucked you real good and hard. And what you did, what they like and they didn't like about your mouth, what that mouth do and all that kind of shit. Blood is thicker than mud. Don't ever forget it.
I understand blood is thicker, but I know this brother loved me. And I know it puts us in an awkward situation, and I know he loves me. And I understand the blood situation, but I know when my man loves me. I know when I walk in the room. I can look in his eyes when I walk in the room. His eyes just open bigger. You know how when you see like when you got that love for somebody when they walk in the room.
I want to tell you what I've had to tell women. I'm going to tell you what I've had to teach women in the past. The biggest mistake that women make is misjudging relationships.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
people come in and think, oh, I can get in here and squeeze in and be somebody's lover, but same vagina.
Yeah.
So here's what happens in their quiet time when they're thinking about it. They'll be saying this. This is my motherfucking brother. It's my brother.
Right.
And then they'll get
and
together.
And then one of the brothers like to go.
Exactly.
Have access to Keisha's phone. The one of the brothers. That's what.
They plan you. The brothers are playing you. You know what you need to tell them?
What?
Stop playing. Stop playing.
Well,
They're playing you now.
What?
I'm going to tell you that.
I don't think so. You have to be around
so.
It. You. I don't think so.
Remember that
they, it's never been given out. It's never been given out. It's never been given out.
Let me say this to you. One day they're going to let you know that they both were laughing and they had a discussion about all the shit that you do and what one think about it and what the other one think about it. What they don't like about you, what they do like about you.
I got the same answers for them, though. I got the same answer for them. It's not like a year thing.
But they came from the same vagina. Do you understand?
Okay.
They got the same
It's a lot of people that come from the same vagina. I'm pretty sure you had a boyfriend that looked at his brother. I looked at him and liked him and went for it. That's the only difference.
At the end of I had my sister dated a dude that was trying to get with me. And you know what happened? The minute he said something she didn't like, we was like, look at this old tall-ass, skinny, nothing-ass
right,
nigga.
Right,
we was like,
okay,
put yourself out of pocket.
Okay,
you playing yourself.
Right. Okay, caller. What did you say? What did you say probably about 2 minutes ago about what you said? Because I want to quote that. I like that.
I don't remember.
And you said something about I want
to
remember.
Teach people
it.
How to pimp you.
Nah, it was over there. It was past that. It was up some more. It was not in the previous. It was coming towards what we lead it to. You said something about that shit was so good. I sure was about to post that on Facebook. I'm so drunk right now.
Well, I don't remember, y'all. I was trying to talk a little, but real talk.
Well, we can always go back and replay.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you something. There was this native tribe, and the white man was trying to figure out how come every time they go to have a family function, both sides end up with cuts and scars. And you know what they figured out when they finally got a camera in there? The wife get with her people and a fight break out because of alcohol, she get with her sisters and her brothers and she will help them whoop her husband's ass. What am I telling you at the end of the day? Do not think that you on top of a relationship as far as blood is concerned. You can fall out with your wife and her brother will whoop your ass like you stole something. Do you understand? She will help her brother. Y'all quit playing with relationships as far as family is concerned.
Because
you'll get to the
family's
house and the whole family will whoop your ass.
I don't think it's going down like that. I keep bestie on me, but I know people's gonna judge my situation, but I feel as the other brother that I was with at first should just leave me alone and let me be happy with the other brother. We are in a happy place right now.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should broaden your horizons because there's more people out here. Get rid of their pictures. Stop taking their calls. Get you a new boo. Somebody that you ain't got to be fucking on the brother to and all that kind of stuff. It's going to come back on
awkward.
You for messing with brothers. Yeah, it's going to come back on you now. You got to deal with that karma. So listen, thank y'all, okay?
No, thank you so much for calling in. Definitely. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And we're, tune in next Tuesday.
Okay?
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Good night.
Yeah, have a good night. Thanks so much.
Okay, well,
so should
you
I
know,
just leave my man?
Where,
so break up with him on his. So break up with my man on his birthday.
We
go break up with him tonight.
You said
this what y'all
said
I'm wrong.
You gonna break
yeah,
up with him tonight?
I don't want to.
Go on, break up with him, dog.
Break up with him on
Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah, 100.
I ain't gonna.
Tell me, somebody said that you were awesome. So you're off air. You got some good thumbs up. Yeah, you know, but yeah, our show is an hour, but of course we go over.
We do what we want to do, basically.
So, but everybody still kind of tuned in. So, I guess everybody wanted to hear what was going on. So, we definitely have everybody still
That was, like, so interesting, man. Like,
I hate that
I missed that quote that she said, man.
Well, you know, we can go back in and listen to it again. But we did have a great show tonight.
Yeah, it was.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, it was. And Keisha, don't break up with him at midnight tonight. I know it's his birthday. I know you love him.
Look, Keisha gonna call me at night too. You're like, man, I got damn all.
I love him. I'm not breaking up with him. It's been almost 3 years now, so
okay.
I just wish the other brother would get over it. Yeah,
where you from, Keisha?
I'm from Scotland Heights, Killer Hill. I had a Macon story too. I was a Macon whore. We're not gonna go to my Macon day. I'm up here in Atlanta
now.
We're not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do
okay, well, I came in on the show kind of late because I didn't know how she did it. I don't know who she had, or, you know, coming through or whatever.
Keisha did not kind of chime in to us until like 30 minutes before the show, so I kind of didn't have time to prep you for it, you know. So yeah, Keisha didn't let. Yeah, usually, if our guests, we kind of talk to them a little prior to the show, but we never like to turn anybody down. So when you chimed in later on this evening, my co-host and I didn't get a chance to talk about it, but we never like to say no to anybody. So that's why I was like, okay, come on, join us tonight. But
you did good.
You did a great job, you know, and we thank you so much for being a part of the show. And feel free to call in every Tuesday. And you know what? If I have some questions for you, I may need you to chime in because it seems like you got some stuff going.
My gate door is 3,000.
No,
3,001.
3,001.
And
I'm a 2,000. He said he's so gay. He got brothers and all that shit.
I love him. This is my school story, and I'm going to be with him, and we're going to get married in Miami.
Yeah, and we definitely want that to happen for you. Okay, well, we definitely appreciate
that
it.
Go ahead, Mel.
Let us know how we can get in contact with you and get us some good hair. Come on, Keisha, I'm on the radio show.
Ugly.
Yeah, I got wigs.
Mayor is a distributor.
I'm tip drilling tonight, man. Y'all can catch me, man. Goddamn, Exotic Plush Hair, StoryEnvy.com, man. I'm always on deck. I keep hair all the time. Y'all can catch me on Instagram at Exotic Plush Hair. Y'all can catch me on Twitter at Lace Front Killer. Catch me on Facebook at Miguel Mailman Esperanza. Y'all can catch me on Facebook as Miguel Mailman Esperanza. and you can catch me at your girl, your baby mama house.
Well, again, everybody, we had a great, show.
And she made the best chicken nuggets, bro.
Ooh.
You can't get me on Snapchat. But then I didn't even girlfriend made some good ass chicken nuggets.
Well, I'll say this. We had a great show tonight, and we'll be tuning in next week. Everybody can hang up because we're done. Because I see everybody stayed on till we're done, and I see the chat line still going. Thank you so much.
I'm
ready. Say something.
Thank y'all.
Feel free. All right, Nakeisha, we appreciate you being on the show.
Birthday. Let's wish my baby happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Nakeisha Boo.
Happy birthday, baby Boo. All right, thank you.
All right, y'all have a good night.
You too. Peace.